our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody, bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. The top of the show, we got some real news for you here. We got a good old-fashioned meet and greet down at HEB Grocery Store here next to the old office on 290 and Nutty Brown tomorrow. Live free tasting there, okay? 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. We're going to be giving out swag. Lazaro Lopez is going to be there in his actual outfit, which is going to be frightening. And we're going to get fucked up. What are the rules on that, D'Anthony? If we get blacked out in the store and start eating shit off the shelves, like, how does that work?
I think you just have to pay if you eat something. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you haven't technically committed a crime until you exit the store without paying. I learned that in Vietnam.
So here's what I'm going to do then tomorrow. When you guys come into the store to meet us, D'Anthony and I will buy you, just at random, one jar of dressing from Olive Garden. Because obviously the Bro Box is launched now and we're flying in somebody. So you can't win from Austin. You can win from everywhere else. So I'll buy you one Olive Garden dressing, and then probably a 12-pack of White Castle cheeseburgers, you know, to take home with you.
I don't support that.
I do.
That's don't put that shit into your body.
No, do it.
Salad dressing that you buy from the store is almost completely filled with seed oils that fuck your testosterone.
Not
up. Don't eat it.
Olive Garden.
Yeah,
it came straight from
Garden.
Italy.
No.
Right off the vine.
It's so easy to make your own salad dressing.
It's not. Olive Garden's the best
it's
to
so
do
easy.
It.
It's
very fresh.
That, no.
Is it all natural? I think all the ingredients are natural in that. So
you know what else is natural? Fucking plutonium, okay? So
yeah,
just relax. The real question is not if I'll be on cocaine, but how much, right? Because, you know, I'm not really big into the, what
hugs?
Do you call it? Crowd thing,
sure,
public
sure.
stuff.
Sure.
So I've got to be on some kind of drug. Maybe I'll go mushrooms. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll
I like
see.
That.
I've got a bunch. A fan of the show sent us.
Yeah. I've got some at my house as well. That'd be a fun night. HEB on mushrooms.
Maybe coke and mushrooms. We'll see.
It's a perfect combo.
I'll rip a gator tail. They got a slow kid that works up there. I'll just have him lean over and I'll right off his back.
Right off his back? Yeah. God damn it. That'd be
I mean,
great.
It's humped though, so I'll have to go to one side or the other.
Sure. But it's humped for
nice
her
guy,
pleasure.
By the way.
Very nice guy.
Super Very nice guy. Let me ask this. This is a question for the audience, for the chat. If we turn that Hope Solo Hope picture into a T-shirt over there, who's buying it? Because we're strongly considering it.
We're strongly considering it. It's an inside joke. No one will know what that is except for us, and then maybe Hope Solo. Could you imagine if somebody was able to buy the shirt and then get a picture with Hope Solo?
Oh, that'd be great.
She lives in North Carolina.
I used to have a shirt that said "Don't arrest this person," and I would take selfies with cops all the time. You know what I mean? Because that's always funny. Speaking of shirts, this one's available right now.
Oh, it's the best we've ever made. I think one
and
of the best.
By next week, the Creed "Take Me Higher" 24-yard signs will be available, so you can show everyone in your neighborhood that you don't care about any of their stupid bullshit.
You sure don't,
all
dude.
All you care about is Creed.
All you care about is Creed. Those are the best t-shirts we've made. Those are available now. Also, according to Ryan Mills, here, our sales rep in Texas, HEB in Sugarland, Texas, will get product tomorrow. So that fucking rocks. And then D'Anthony and I are working on a little meet and greet in May 17th, potentially, for Frisco out there. So come and see us tomorrow, for real. I really will buy you some Olive Garden dressing. And
I'll slap it right out of your hand.
And some Hot Pockets. Somebody will get some Olive Garden dressing. Somebody will get Hot Pockets, a box of Cheddar Bay biscuits, and White Castle cheeseburgers.
I'll buy you a piece of fruit. You fat retards. Stop buying that shit. You're going to get diabetes.
Oh, my only regret, though, is it's the new one, so it's beautiful inside. And they've got the hibachi ladies over there. Ting, 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 ting.
I don't think they take requests, though.
They don't.
Because I kept asking them to play Chopsticks, and they were like, get the fuck out of the store, sir.
Oh, I was talking about food.
No. I was talking about the song.
Because I was trying to get a Rocky special out of them. I was like, put the chicken, steak, and then shrimp in there. And she was like, no.
This is not a Benihana.
No, it's not a Benihana.
I don't think there's even a Benihana in Austin, is there?
Bob, can you look that up? Can you confirm that? If so,
because that might be the next giveaway we do is a Benihana.
Yeah. This month is going to be Olive Garden. So if you buy the Bro Box, you get entered to win. We're going to fly one.
That's today's
lucky
last
person
day,
out here. It is.
Well, tomorrow will be the last day, technically.
We're going to fly one lucky person out to Austin, Texas. And have the most extravagant evening of Olive Garden you've ever had.
We do have a Benihana.
Where?
Oh, good.
Where is it at?
Downtown, I think. 117 West 4th Street. Yeah, right in the middle of downtown.
Let's go.
Are you sure? I feel like I've driven that area.
It's giving me... I literally
that's the gay hood, right? Fourth West, Colorado, I think, is where the gay hood is.
All right,
so this is weird. So I'm straight up on Benihana's website. And they are giving me Austin, Texas takeout and delivery, and they're giving this address. And then I clicked on it, go to Google Maps, and it's Ra Sushi Bar. But this is the Benihana website.
Well, so Ra Sushi Bar is the top floor. Yep. There is something on the bottom floor that's not Ra Sushi.
Yeah,
it's two different businesses. So maybe it is down there. Fuck, I never even noticed that.
It's not. You have to
walk up the fucking stairs there, though.
Yeah, the Capitol Grill is downstairs. But I mean, Benihana's website just fucking took me to Ra Sushi for some reason.
We've been there actually. So it does look like the same. Identical place inside as Benihana's. I always wondered that, but it is not there.
Benihana acquired Ra in 2002.
No shit.
So there you go.
Can you still get hibachi though? Because I do like Ra. Dan and I have been there a few times.
Order some takeout for hibachi.
Yeah, and see what it is.
Or some delivery. See if they'll deliver it here.
See if they'll deliver some hibachi.
We'll buy Joel dinner.
Yeah.
Shut up, Joel. I just want to see if it'll work.
They don't open till 5. All right, Joel, maybe not dinner for you, okay? I'll get you some dinner tomorrow night, though, at HEB. Joel will be there. Lazaro Lopez will be there.
You can have one thing. One thing, like a child.
Yep.
You get one thing.
That's it.
No, dinner is not one thing, asshole. One item. People are giving us money now for something. Alex Higgins, $4.99, but he didn't say what for.
Okay.
Love you guys. Can we re-upload Monday's fake news? Yeah, it got done yesterday, I think, and it's good now.
What was the root of that, Delco?
It's the link.
It was a glitch in the link.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's fixed now, so if you want to go back and watch it, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a good one. That's a good one for sure. This one's going to be an absolute banger today.
We got another one. Michael Gammon.
No way.
$10. Funny how Angela Chow, Mitch's sister-in-law, a full card-carrying member of the CCP, which we talked about on Monday,
yeah,
dies in a weird death by backing her Tesla into a pond, and Mitch decides he's going to step back. That's right.
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
Isn't that wild?
Well, now we're going to get into that story.
We sure are. Another $9.99 here. Who is this? CA2CA Outdoors here. It's the last day of Black History Month. Can I please ask you guys to look at Tiffany
Henriard?
Henriard? That shit's wild. I don't know who that is. Is that wilder than the Meek Mill Diddy shit that's going on right
it's
now?
Not sure. It's not wilder than the KC Chiefs fans attorney.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Did you see that shit?
Holy shit.
What the fuck?
Is that in the news today?
That's like, no, it's not, because it's not really a story, but we can fucking watch that video. There's no story to tell. It's just like the guy was robbing banks and his attorney gave the second weirdest attorney speech I've ever had. The first one was that J6 guy that called everybody retards.
It's great. It was great. But yeah, we're in here. There he is.
Yeah, this is, so this is the guy, and he's like, before we watched that video of his attorney talking, the guy basically was, he's a super fan. He wears this whole costume, whatever the fuck.
Chiefsaholic.
Yeah. the attorney is like trying to appeal to the fan base for support for some reason. It's like, he stood up in court and admitted what he did and blah, blah, blah. Kind of like victimizing the guy a little bit, but he was he was doing armed robberies on banks. it's not like he fucking got a speeding ticket and forgot to pay it or something. Now he's being persecuted. By the way, this dude looks like Ferris Bueller guy all grown up.
What's his name?
He looks like Cameron.
He looks like Cameron Rock. I'm gonna read what he did first, Bob, and then we'll play the video, and we'll just add this as the top story here. The Kansas City Chiefs superfan known as Chiefsaholic, might remember him from his infamous wolf costume there, has pleaded guilty to federal bank robbery and other charges, admitting to a violent string of robberies of banks and credit unions in seven states. Then he laundered the stolen money through casinos, which is fun. And this is according to a federal prosecutor in Missouri. The guy's real name is Xavier Michael Babudar. That's a fun last name. 29, pleaded guilty to money laundering, taking stolen property across state lines, admitting he engaged in 11 bank and credit union robberies from 2022 to 2023 here. This is from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Missouri,
11 fucking bank robberies.
And there he is right there. There he is.
God damn it. And then, okay, play the attorneys. Like, this was his press conference.
Wait.
Which, by the way, you don't need to call a press conference for this. You can just, like, hey, it's all done. Go home.
Rob, go back to that photo real quick.
I don't know if this fucking Poindexter-looking motherfucker thought he was going to drum up some business in the local KC metro area from this, but no.
Did he rob it in the wolf outfit?
I don't think he did.
If you zoom in on that, mugshot, he does look like he might be wearing a red shirt there.
And then the gem of this story, guys, I'm going to save till the end here. So if you want to play his lawyer's statement from this presser, that'd be great. And then I'll tell you the cherry on the
Sunday here. The other one that homeboy asked us about, that Tiffany Hemryard, Roggle sent me something about her 2 days ago.
Really? She's been in the news for months. The mayor, right?
Yeah, her
shit's crazy.
Yeah, I'll email it to you, Bob. I've got a fucking TikTok link for this one.
We'll save it for the end of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Fire away with this guy's presser here, Chiefs of Holland.
From the beginning of this case, folks, the government has been blitzing, and Xavier's pocket was collapsing. But today, Xavier stepped into the pressure. He took responsibility for his actions. He stood up in court, humble and repentant, and admitted what he had done. Now, if I know anything about Xavier, and if the Chiefs Kingdom knows anything about Chiefsaholic,
why do you call him Xavier?
We know that he doesn't give up.
Like caviar.
We know that if he stumbled and he fell, he didn't let his knee touch the ground. And that's because he's capable of doing a great thing. And he knows that there's still hope.
Yeah, there is.
We still have a lot of work to do on his case, but Xavier wants everyone to know that he loves the Chiefs Kingdom, he loves Kansas City, and he hopes that you'll rally to his support.
Yes.
Thank you and God bless.
Yeah.
After he robs 11 banks.
Yes.
And then the laundering part, I don't care about that. And the interstate commerce stuff, I don't care about that either. He armed robbed fucking a dozen banks.
Here's where the story gets better.
Part of me thinks that the Chiefs of Aholic, whatever the fuck his name is, Xavier, asked him to go do this. Or something like, mm-hmm. Hey, go let the Chiefs fans know everything's all right. You know what I mean? But then part of me thinks this dude, because of the puns and shit, that he's trying to drum up business. And, you know, my first instinct is nobody is going to fall for that. But the guy that he's currently representing clearly did already. Yeah. So
first off, I don't know for sure. I can't tell for sure, but It seems like he's dressed in clothes he just got at TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean? Like, that's not a well-tied tie.
No.
The jacket does not look expensive.
Sure isn't.
The haircut doesn't look expensive. Like, this, this is a billboard lawyer.
Yeah, this is a bad one here. Now, the beauty of this is Babudar, a.k.a. Xavier. It's an interesting pronunciation by his lawyer there.
Well,
Xavier.
He's trying to church it up. It's like Dirte.
Yeah. You know? Xavier must pay $532,675 to the victim financial institutions and forfeit any property involved in his money laundering activity, including an autographed painting of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, which has now been recovered by the FBI.
That's a bridge too far. That is a bridge too far.
Were they homies in real life? Like, I've got to ask.
No, he probably used the proceeds to buy it, is what they're saying.
From the robbery?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Scroll back up to the dude's picture there, Bob.
Hold on.
Yeah, I mean, because his tie, it's the same look. Like, his tie's kind of fucked up, and the right lapel on his collar is fucked up.
Yeah.
In the same exact way it was during that press conference. That's really bizarre.
The Bates and Merriman law firm there. Do you know it, Bob? It's in Missouri.
I don't know
it's
it.
It's actually pronounced Missouri.
Missouri?
This part. It's not great that his undergrad education was UMKC, and then his law school was the Lewis and Clark University in Portland, Oregon.
Ah, big fan of those
guys.
Yeah,
I thought that
they discovered a lot.
Wait, was that lesbian Wiccan school that we looked into like 3 years ago?
Yeah, sure was, dude. Sure was. Homeboy was getting his ball stomped on with pantyhose that were ripped.
No, I think it's more of a Wicker Man situation.
You think so?
Yeah, they tie him up to that wood to set him on fire.
Oof. That'd be fun, like our boy Aaron Bushnell.
Yeah, he should have joined the Air Force. Yeah. Save some time and
ignite
money.
Ignite your career. Air Force. Next up, goodbye, Cocaine Mitch. Mitch McConnell's Gandhi. Senator Mitch McConnell, repube, out of Kentucky, in the great state of Kentucky, the longest-serving party leader in Senate history, announced one Wednesday that he will step away from leadership in November. McConnell, who turned 82 last week, God damn, that's nuts, dude, announced his decision in the well of the Senate shortly after noon Eastern, a place where he looked in awe from the back benches in 1985 when he arrived, where he grew increasingly comfortable in the front row seat afforded the party leaders. One of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on to life's next chapter, he said on the floor speech. So I stand before you today to say that this will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate. Holy shit, round of applause. Get this guy out of here. Wow. Wow, dude. I mean, to even say that is one of life's most underappreciated talents. It's to know when to step down. Oh, at 82, Mitch, or was it the two fucking strokes that you had live inside the rotunda there at the Senate?
He was just buffering. It's not a big deal.
Man, this fucking guy. I've never liked Mitch McConnell. He's always been a piece of shit. Where did Cocaine Mitch even come from? I love the nickname, and it's fun to say, and I've enjoyed it over the years.
I think he just does cocaine.
Really? Can you do it at 82, though?
I will be, if I'm still around.
You don't think your heart will fucking burst?
I don't know
point?
That it's not going to do it now.
That's true.
Wait, he made t-shirts that said Cocaine Mitch for one of his campaigns.
Did he really, dude?
Let's see.
Let's see these fucking things.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is capitalizing on a fellow Republican's attack by selling, quote, Cocaine Mitch shirts on his campaign website. It was, let's see. Da-da-da, tweeted Wednesday. I'm trying to find, I don't know who actually... Oh, man, these shirts are actually kind of dope.
Are they really?
It says Team Mitch cartel member, and on the front it says Mitch, and it has, like, fucking cocaine sprinkled around.
Come on. And he approved those?
I mean, somebody did. This is 2019, so he wasn't really with it back then either.
No.
It was Don Blankenship called him Cocaine Mitch during his failed Senate run from West Virginia. He was referring to a 2014 magazine article alleging that drugs were found aboard a commercial cargo ship owned by the family of McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao. That was just China, CCP bringing fentanyl in.
Yep.
So it should be fentanyl, Mitch, to be honest. Because China's not shipping cocaine in.
No.
They ship in fentanyl to Mexico, and then it comes over the border.
Correct.
Damn, we're going to have to rethink this whole thing.
I know, man. So I was watching this presser, and I was just like, get the fuck off the stage. Just get the fuck off the stage. It was old. It was slow. Really, really telling that the first person who came up to shake his hand was Chuck Schumer. These uniparty fucks, dude, who are just, you know, in it together all these years. He's old as shit as well. And now they're gone. Now, I have a different take on this, and I'm curious to see if you think the same thing. I find it odd that Trump is rolling through, you know, every single primary there is. He's the certain nominee for the party. And now all of these guys that talk shit against Trump are all fucking gone. Mitt Romney, Cocaine Mitch, Adam Kinzinger, that Ronna McDaniel, every single one of those fucks, Liz Cheney, yeah. Like they're all out of there at this point. And he did it right after the primary was over. Primary in Michigan ended, and he was like, well, fuck, time to move on here. Nothing more for me to see and do. Do you think if Trump got in there, he would have just nuked him anyways?
Well, there's nothing he can do to nuke a member of the Congress.
How does that get voted on for the
voters? Like, if you wanted to impeach a member of Congress, you'd do it the same way I would imagine that you impeach a president or a cabinet member.
Yeah, Trump has nothing to do with that. I mean, the way Trump could influence it really would be like he basically runs the Republican Party, right? Like he controls the sentiment of most of the Republican Party. So he could probably, I don't know, get Mitch voted out instead of resign.
Or he would get him removed from all committees and just make him a voting member only.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is that's happened to, let's see, Steve King. They did that too back in the day from Iowa.
In the House, yeah.
In the House,
yeah. I don't know what this... I mean, it would basically just be like stripping Mitch of his titles by getting other people to vote against him.
Sure.
Trump can't do anything.
Right.
It would just be him being like, hey, I don't want this. Or okay. I want him out.
Got it. Yeah, because all these guys are now out of there here and paving the way for November. This was obviously a long time coming. This should have happened, 15, 20 years ago, you think? At this point, Jesus
I mean, he never should have been allowed to exist.
No.
Frankly, so no. Here we are.
No, so he's going to go check out somewhere here. What do you think? Is he straight?
Mitch McConnell?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just likes it a little yellow, you know.
No shit.
He's married to a Chinaman.
Is he really? Pull up Cocaine Mitch's wife.
You don't remember the fucking show Monday?
Oh, yeah, our conversation like 2 days ago.
Like that's 4 days ago. Yeah,
yeah, we pulled her up. I didn't know.
I don't know if we looked at. Yeah, we did look at his wife. Yeah.
We did. Yeah. She was comical the way she looked. Like it looked like a beard. Yeah. We talked about that on Monday.
I don't know about a beard necessarily. Like there's a bunch of dudes. It used to be a thing in the military when we took. Leave certain certain people would go to Asia.
Oh yeah,
and you always wonder what that's about, right? Because there's only a couple things to do over there.
Yeah, there sure is.
And several of them came back with Asian wives.
So this is I would guess in the 90s, early 2000s.
The look on his face. Maybe he is straight.
He looks like he saw the ring.
Yeah, maybe he is straight, and I kind of fucked it up for him there. Because he could have had yellow fever, went over there. Picked her off the stage and made an honest woman out of her here.
Uncle Toucher 69 gave us $4.99 and says Fentanyl McConnell. Thanks for the backup. I appreciate that. Hector Ace 182 $9.99 says Airman was told to smoke himself. Which is something like if I'm your sergeant and you're doing something stupid, I'll just say smoke yourself and you start doing push-ups or bear crawling or something.
Oh, that's great.
But he must have just taken it the wrong way. The Air Force is different, so.
Yeah, sure is. Sure is. Next up.
Gone. He's dead.
He's dead.
You know that guy died, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right away.
Yeah.
Right away. I mean, look, did you want him to live after that?
No, I didn't care if he lived or died to begin with, to be honest.
Free Palestine. We'll remember him forever. No, we won't.
That dude, I mean, we'll remember him for a month. We don't even remember the victims of mass shootings.
I don't even remember Mitch's wife from 3 days ago.
Nobody can name one person that died at Parkland. All they can name is the coward of Broward County and David Hogg.
David Hogg.
Those are the only two people that anybody remembers.
You're right. You're right. It's odd, isn't it? Next up, SCOTUS takes up Trump immunity. The Supreme Court, with its three Trump-appointed justices, agreed Wednesday to weigh in on whether former President Donald Trump can claim presidential immunity to get out of his federal election interference trial. The court announced in a brief order that it would hear arguments and issue a ruling on Trump's presidential immunity claim. Until the Supreme Court does so, the January 6th trial is completely on hold, according to the order. The high court agreed to expedite the case and hear arguments the week of April 22nd. More than a month after Super Tuesday primaries, it's not clear why the case is beginning in April. It could take months before we get an actual ruling, potentially by June at the earliest. No shit. It takes that long for shit like that?
Well, that's just when they start deciding cases, typically.
Okay.
Yeah.
So quick question for you here in regards to this. Are they going to hear whether or not they can push all of these trials before that? Because after Super Tuesday, he's going to be the guy.
They're all on hold.
No, there's one that is scheduled to go on March 24th.
Well, we'll see. Yeah.
The one on March 24th is the Florida case, actually. The one with the same files that Biden had that now Trump is going to trial for.
Yeah, I feel like that one got jammed up too, though. Or maybe it's maybe not yet.
No, so they put that on the 24th there. Yeah, I look with all of this shit. Super Tuesday, which is what, 4 days from now, should decide all of this. Like it's all over at that point. Does Haley get out of there after Super Tuesday?
Yeah, because the money's dried up now. So
okay,
I don't think if she was still able to fundraise and try to parlay that into another campaign later down the road or for like Senate or some shit like that. Who knows? Like you got to think Lindsey Graham's coming up on retirement too, and she would want that Republican Senate seat in South Carolina. I don't think she could win it at this point, to be honest. But
you never know.
But if the money dries up, she's not just going to spend herself out of a war chest.
I don't think she polls badly in South Carolina.
She did the other day.
Yeah, she did for president.
I think she has a good shot to still win a Senate seat.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
How many states are on Super Tuesday? But could you look that up real quick?
I think it's eight.
Eight?
I think.
Because that would give Trump, what, 17 at that point?
12. He's won four.
He's won four. Didn't they do like Puerto Rico?
Oh, no, five because Michigan.
Well, it's however many delegates, really, right? I mean, he's winning, so he's winning the majority of the delegates in every state. But
gotcha. So with that, help yourself to any hard AF seltzer, by the way.
Yeah, there's some up here in the fridge.
Yeah, go ahead and grab it right up here.
There's 16 states on Super Tuesday.
Come rage. You're good. 16. No shit. Okay, shit. So that'll give him, I don't know, let's call it 20 to 22 states at that point. Yeah, it'll be all over. With that, though, with the Supreme Court hearing this, if you've already got 22 states at that point, how would this not be election interference making him sit when he should be out rallying in all these states, knowing that the presidential election is 8 months away from
I mean, it's
today?
Already election interference.
It already is, right?
So I don't know. I mean, the Supreme Court's going to give him... probably going to give him immunity. I don't think they would have taken up the case had if they didn't plan on granting him immunity.
Well, immunity and pushing all of these trials is another story. Mm-hmm. Now, he might get lucky down in Georgia, Fulton County, because old Fanny.
Man, that case even, there's updates to it, but I don't feel like talking about it. But they were roasting some dude yesterday, and he was just like, damn.
Yeah. He looks at the receipts. He goes, oh, damn. Live on air. And you're just like, bro, you can't say that in a court of law.
It's a fucking clown show. You can say whatever you want.
He can.
They can't tell you not to swear.
It was just hilarious the way he said it. He goes, oh, damn.
There's nothing in jurisprudence, nothing in the law that says I can't fucking say exactly what I want to say to that judge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously not rude or out of turn.
No.
If you're interrupting the process, that's one thing. But if she asks me a question, I'm like, yeah, that motherfucker did this. There's nothing illegal about that.
There's not at all. And you can absolutely say it. The issue is it was for her side.
I mean, it was hilarious.
It was for, like, this guy was called on behalf to testify for him and her. And he was like, oh, damn, man, I didn't know they was traveling that much. Man, they got that with the Red Lobsters. And I was like, oh, shit, this one's gone. So she gets nuked from that case.
Yeah.
All of them are pretty much done until this other thing.
I think he
appealed the one in New York, by the way.
I think the mayor gets heat, too, because there was some kind of thing where they were trying to keep her off the case in the first place.
Yes.
There's something else going on behind the scenes that hasn't made the light of day yet.
Yep.
But I'm sure once Fanny's out of there, Trump's going to go after that dude, too, and try to discredit the whole city of Atlanta, which isn't very hard to do. I mean... Tyler Perry's the king. Medea is the king of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Literally the king.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, how seriously can you take that city? I love Tyler Perry, by the way.
Not very seriously. Our elected officials have been awful for years. Yeah.
I don't like Tyler Perry's boobies or anything like this. Some of them are okay. Like the serious ones are decent, but that Medea shit is for black people, obviously. Yeah. But he's very talented. He seems like a good dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I haven't heard a bad story.
Yeah, I don't want to talk shit about him personally. I just don't like it. It's not my genre, so I don't.
No, the only thing I've ever heard about him in real life is that he's a fucking gangster. He's about the money, and he expects you to show up, be a professional, do your job, and get the fuck out of there.
Because he did some serious shit too, like Alex Cross, which is a long fucking novel. I actually like him
as a dramatic actor, not Medea. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. God, there's something he was in that was really good. That I saw not too long ago.
I know what you're talking about. It was that CIA thing. He was really fucking good in that.
He was Colin Powell in Vice.
That's it.
He was
really good in that, actually.
He was. He has like a small role in one of the Star Treks. Maybe two of the Star Treks.
Really?
Yeah. He plays one of the World Council leaders or some shit, I think, in the second one with Chris Pine and all those dicks.
Yeah.
And then he was all, I for whatever reason, what's his name, loves him, Adam McKay, because he was in Don't Look Up as well.
Look, money loves money, and nobody's got more money than Tyler Perry. Like, that motherfucker's printing it out there. But Georgia as a whole for all this other shit. The last thing I'll say about this, because some of my high school friends, I get a couple high-powered attorneys there, still working in Atlanta. Young Thug, I know you watched the show.
Oh, Don't Look Up. That's right. That's the one I saw. Yeah, he was good in that.
He was. Young Thug, I know he watches the show here. Look into a rapper that was also having sex with Fannie Willis back in the day, right before your RICO charges got slapped on you, my man. Because the rumor was when she was a defense attorney, she was fucking him, took that information, and then when she became a DA, decided to charge Young Thug. So she got some of that information illegally as well.
It was sexually transmitted, that information.
Probably
through the butt.
Free Thug, dude.
What do you think? Fannie Willis does anal, right?
Yes. Yeah. She looks like she has a good time. And if she's going to Napa and shit. Like,
that's not the problem. Yeah. The problem isn't that we don't think she's cool to fucking hang out with. Probably fun. Like,
probably a blast.
Like Hunter Biden style.
Yes.
You just don't want him in charge of anything.
No. But Fannie Willis on a Friday night, dude, at Fridays. Have mozzarella sticks all over fucking table.
I made my own mozzarella last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Any Long Island iced teas? Did you have that?
No.
Okay.
No,
think about it. It goes very, very well. It pairs very well with mozzarella sticks.
There's a decent chance you'll be able to fucking do that, though, because she's going to be on a budget moving forward.
Sure is.
Unless she starts an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Right? Which somebody pointed out to me earlier. It's kind of ironic that during Black History Month, what's her name? Rachel Dolezal. She got fired during Black. You're going to fire her during Black History Month? I mean, show some respect.
This is the last day, by the way.
She's the most black person I know. Because the other one is Black Kevin. And he's not. I guess Roggle.
I don't know if Kevin was too happy with that show.
No, he loved it.
I enjoyed it.
He loved it.
Oh, did he? Good. Yeah. Yeah. You always wonder. All right, kids. It's our own sponsor here at the top. Had a few drinks last night at a concert here, but BroBox is back. Bob, you want to pull that up on drinkingbros.com? Today is the last day to sign up for the BroBox. It ships right to your house.
It's a Jared-themed shirt, and I'm pretty sure you covertly wore it on a show before.
I accidentally did, because I was testing it out. We always test out the merch and all this other stuff. All right, with the BroBox, you're getting some crazy shit in a box once a month over there, and we will pick one BroBox subscriber this month, fly them out to Austin and take them out for a very nice dinner at Olive Garden. So sign up now, and we're going to be picking them out. People are hitting me up on Twitter with their receipts saying, yo, I'm ready for that Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be at random.
Yep.
It's going to be at random.
Yeah, basically we export the names and it goes into a generator and it spits out a name.
Yeah.
So,
but working on all kinds of cool stuff. Merch store is back up and rocking. DrinkingBros.com. It's also where the Drinking Bro of the Week submission is. So if you're looking to shout somebody out on the show, that'll go directly to our inbox. While you're there, though, look at that shirt. I've got like three of those. I love that goddamn shirt. We're stocked, dude. Hard AF Seltzer merch is up there as well. Drinking Bros merch is up there, and then the new Bro Box will launch this month with a chance to get flown out to Austin and go to Olive Garden restaurant with us. I just want to see your face throughout the meal.
I'm actually going to enjoy it.
Okay, good.
Like I've resigned myself. That's going to be my cheat day for the year.
Okay.
When I say cheat, I don't, like, I'm not on a strict diet or anything. I just don't eat garbage.
Yeah.
I eat good. I eat real food. And that is not real food.
So the OGs there, because I used to work there, the OGs would order a side of fettuccine Alfredo sauce to dip their breadsticks in. And that's a fun off the menu thing if you want to.
Maybe I'll just ask them for ingredients and I'll make my own shit at the table. I can make tableside mozz if they pre-curd the fucking stuff. I can do it in like 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Super easy.
All right.
Just like stir it around and kind of in the whey a little bit, then press the whey out with hot water.
Yeah.
Okay. It takes like 5 minutes.
Next up, the Don is out in Illinois. A judge has ruled that Donald Trump should be booted from the primary ballot in Illinois, as the Supreme Court is yet to decide whether states can stop him from being listed as a candidate. Shit, is that still going on?
Yeah, and there's still, like, technically, I think he's off the ballot in a couple of states. I don't think the Supreme Court has ruled on that just yet, although a federal judge did.
Okay.
In the other two states. I think it was Colorado and Michigan, maybe.
Yeah.
Or Minnesota, maybe it was Minnesota.
It was Michigan, which he ended up being on, because that went through, you know, Tuesday.
Oh, it was Colorado and Maine.
It was Colorado, yeah.
Maine is the other one.
Judge Tracy Porter of Illinois Cook County made the decision on Wednesday as the nation's highest court debates if Trump should be disqualified from running for president after the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. 2021, Porter suspended her ruling until Friday, leaving time for an appeal, and wrote that she was aware her decision could not be the ultimate outcome, since higher courts still have to weigh in. Now, in December, the Colorado Supreme Court ruled that Trump was ineligible to run for president, the first time in U.S. history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to decide the controversy soon, and appeared doubtful of previous arguments to kick Trump off the ballot in Colorado. Look, the clock is ticking here for the Supreme Court on this. When does Illinois vote? When's their primary day? Do we know about that?
Bob, look that up. I think the easy solution here is just to repeal the 14th Amendment entirely.
What is it? Refresh my memory here.
Oh, it's slavery.
Is it?
Modern problems require modern solutions.
I think I'm seeing March 19th.
Oh, really? It's in 3 weeks then?
Yeah.
Shit.
No context clip of that? We'll have Joel work on it.
Of what?
Of that.
Repeal the 14th.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just,
yeah, yeah.
And it's just a 7 second reel on all of our social media. Yeah, I mean, look, the good news is with Trump, he's already got it locked up, so Illinois is not going to matter. Now, it's going to matter in the general election. Would this spill over into the general election?
What would what?
Like Trump, keeping Trump him not off being the, on the ballot keep, for president of the United States?
It could technically, yeah, if they don't, but the Supreme Court will adjudicate it before then.
Okay.
For sure.
When is Illinois voting? When is their primary bump?
March 19th.
March 19th. That's not going to be ready in time.
No, but that the primary doesn't really matter.
It doesn't, but it's going to matter that he's not on it, and that's going to be fuel for his fire for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. Fuck. That's.
I mean, he's not. Even, it wouldn't really even matter, to be honest, if he wasn't on it in November, because he has a 0% chance to win Illinois, and it's not a split state. So,
right,
all those delegates are going to Biden either way.
Oh, for sure.
Or whomever is still alive by then, whatever.
Yeah, you think he's going to be alive by then?
Nah, probably not.
He went to Walter Reed. People are trying to figure out what the fuck that's for.
Yeah, I mean, I think Lincoln won the 1860 election while being off half the state's ballots.
Which half?
The lower half.
The non-14th Amendment half.
Yeah.
How did he end up, Bob? How did Lincoln end up there?
One too many holes in his head.
Yeah,
which is something you don't want, by the way. Like, sometimes less is more.
Sure is.
And that's one of those instances.
Just one hole in your head is too many holes.
Sure is. Sure is.
Wait, say that again?
One hole in your head is too many
holes. Too many holes. Yeah.
So you have a bullet.
You have seven holes in
your
head.
You have seven now, but you don't. Those were made by God. You don't want it made by somebody else.
Accelerated 207, $5 says, sorry about our POS government in vacation land. Does that mean Canada or Mexico?
Who knows?
Identify yourself. Are you a Mohican or are you a snow Mohican?
Yeah, let us know, dude. All right. Let us know which type of Mexican you are.
And then, you know, in the chat, let us know if you're for or against repealing the 14th Amendment. So we're taking a straw poll.
We're just taking a straw poll.
We'll see where everybody is.
Yeah, because it's been a while since everybody's really chatted about it.
Well, we never voted on that.
No, we didn't. It was just added.
We didn't vote on that at all.
No, it was just added.
I think we may want to bring that up again.
Next up. Did Israel have its Boston massacre moment? At least 104 people were killed and 760 injured in a chaotic incident where IDF troops used live fire as hungry Palestinian civilians were gathering around food aid trucks, according to Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza.
Yeah, they've been super accurate in their reporting, by the way.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't like the editorializing. How do you know they were hungry?
Yeah.
Did you ask each one of those people that died before they died? Oh, are you here because you're hungry? Maybe they were just bored.
Yeah, maybe they had nothing to do that day.
I don't like that at all.
I don't either.
That's my biggest problem with this.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Because we don't want to misreport any of this. Like, if they weren't hungry, I don't think that's necessary to add to the article.
It's racist to assume they're
hungry. It's racist to assume they're hungry. And also, if they weren't hungry, what the fuck were they doing there?
Exactly? What were they doing?
But this is kind of a serious situation.
It is. Civilians had swarmed around newly arrived aid trucks hoping to get food when Israel's tanks and drones started shooting at the people in Harun al-Rashid Street in western Gaza City in the Sheikh Al-Jin area?
Aleen.
Well, whatever, man.
Bob, can you find, is there any footage of this shit on Twitter? I don't know if anybody got any camera footage.
I thought I saw like a thermal image, but I'll check.
Yeah, so an Israeli official told CNN IDF troops did use live fire on people surrounding the aid truck as the crowd, quote, the crowd approached the forces in a manner that posed a threat to the troops who responded to the threat with live fire. The incident is under review. I don't know what that means.
Well, is it? Let me ask you this. Is it actual fire or is
it
gunshots?
Like live fire, like guns. Like
guns. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, or, gotcha.
Projectiles. So,
yeah, pop that up on screen, Bob, that infrared.
That is one of them, yeah.
This is one of them. Yeah. I mean, this is infrared. Yeah. I mean,
he goes on to say, I can tell you this is a developing situation. At some point, the trucks were overwhelmed and the people driving the trucks, which were Gazan civilian drivers, plowed into the crowds of people, ultimately killing, as my understanding is, tens of people. Tens. I don't have anything more specific to that. It's unfolding, Hyman said. So he's a spokesperson for the IDF.
Here's the video.
Let's see that. All right, so that's them swarming the truck there. And what, they were killing him because it got dangerous?
So the people driving the trucks are Gazan.
Okay.
Which is the right way to refer to them, not Palestinian, because there's no such thing as Palestine. But what this IDF dick says is they swarmed these trucks, and then the Gazan dude stepped on the gas and ran them over. And then I guess there was some attack that precipitated that, and the IDF started shooting at them. But a journalist who was on the scene said that it seemed like most of the people, like 20, around 20 people were killed by direct gunfire, and that most of the other people were fucking under the wheels of trucks or trampled on.
Trampled.
So like 20 of the 100 or so got shot, and the rest were trampled on or they got driven over by trucks. So it's really just a sad situation, probably a lot of tension, confusing, a lot of people in positions they didn't need to be. They should have had an overwhelming show of force out here instead of just like you can't put people out here to get overrun like that, because something like this is going to happen. And it is exactly what happened at the Boston Massacre.
Yeah.
In
73
or 4,
yeah.
Wow. That footage is pretty crazy, though.
It is, yeah. And this is the kind of like shitty planning plus poor optics situation that, right, see here they are driving people over in the trucks. Yeah, it's the kind of shitty situation and bad planning that and bad optics to follow that keep this thing going, right? Uh-huh. Like that. My understanding was they were getting pretty far in the hostage release negotiations that this will stop that entirely. It'll give Iran is already planning on activating Hezbollah on the northern border against Israel to stop them from fucking, I guess, invading Lebanon. Like, I don't think they were going to, but, you know, there's It's they're just this is getting making the situation worse. The best thing you can do in this situation is put a full show of force out there. Now, I know they don't want to do that because they don't want to invite mass terror attacks or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Because the Gazans will absolutely put a fucking suicide vest on a retarded person to let them walk up to that food truck and detonate it. They've done shit like that plenty of times before.
Yeah.
So I understand why Israel didn't want to do that, but it is a fucked up situation.
It is. It's not getting any better here. And, you know, even looking at this footage, we don't really know what's happening. Do you trust any of these media outlets on both sides over there?
No, I don't trust Israel and I don't trust Gaza for
sure.
Me
neither. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like the explanation that the Israel guy gave makes sense. And then he was corroborated by a Gazan journalist.
Okay.
Basically that. People rushed the trucks, got ran over at first, then some shooting happened, and then they got stampeded trying to run away. That's the long and short of it. So it just sucks.
Let me ask you this. Since that Michigan primary, it was pretty strong for those uncommitted votes there. Any chance Biden steps in and demands a ceasefire?
He doesn't need to. He just found out he can win that state without him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're only 13% of the Democratic primary voters bucked on that. That's not enough to sway the vote from Trump.
It was over 120,000 votes, though. That's a lot.
They won't. That's not going to continue.
Okay,
I don't think. But who knows?
Who knows?
I mean, it's funny how like that's all worked out because I know the left isn't thrilled about being put in this position.
No,
but a lot of stuff is coming back to the right. And we'll talk about that a couple stories from now with the illegal immigration stuff. But a lot of people, a lot of leftist politicians specifically, are starting to ease up on the woke immigration, blah, blah, blah stuff, and drug stuff too, which is pretty interesting.
And they should. Craigers Cash, Craigister, I think he's going for register there. Hundo, he just threw us $100 to start Repubin the 14th. On there, and then Accelerated 207 gave us $2, and he said, I meant Maine.
Oh, Maine, yeah. Well, you're basically a snow Mexican up in Maine.
Yeah.
That's not a real place.
No, it's not. It's not at all.
Maine is like fucking North Iowa.
I know. Zero desire to go there. Zero desire to go there.
No, Maine's beautiful, actually.
Is it really?
But there's a lot of, Boston-sounding hillbillies up there.
They all
similar accent, but hillbilly versions.
I thought it was like the dude from
talking about eufy.com. The eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon, you can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
The one Stephen King movie, Pet Cemetery, right?
Yeah.
Dead is better.
Yeah, sure is.
You don't want to go down that road.
I've never seen that movie.
Dead is better.
Next up, sponsor-wise, we're doing our own sponsors today, which is fun. HardAFSeltzer.com. Click on that store locator. Take you to the nearest location by you just by entering your city or zip code there, and you're good to go. Right now, we're in about 50 HEBs in Texas, which is our largest grocery chain here. Kroger's. in Houston. We were live there.
Kroger's big out in Florida too, which is nice.
Massive in Georgia.
Massive because
in my state.
Reed White tailgated the fucking rocket launch this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just like had a day off work, so he decided to go pick up a case of Hard AF, and he went to watch one of Elon's fucking satellites go up.
Oh, that's dope, dude.
By the way, it was cloudy. NASA would never have launched in those conditions. Elon's just like,
nah, send it.
Press that button, bitch. He doesn't give a fuck.
Send it. But yeah, we're in every single Total Wine in the states of Texas as well. Every single Total Wine in Florida, where Reed White is at. Out there, you can head on over. Jacksonville's the highest seller out there.
Really?
Yeah.
North Florida.
Yep.
I mean, that's not surprising.
Jacksonville,
there's
Florida.
A lot of cutoff jean shorts up there, and that's kind of our crowd, I guess.
Yeah, Daytona Beach is also a big one for us out there. Georgia, Alabama, we're in every single Piggly Wiggly. Go to that one in Birmingham out there, and then we're on all the college campuses. So Tuscaloosa, University of Alabama, Corks and Tops, Shell Station on 1405 University Boulevard, Auburn, Tiger Liquors down there, let's go, UCF, Pat's Liquors in Florida, University of Georgia, ABC Liquors, University Liquors, University of Tennessee, got the spring game coming up. Good luck to the Vols this season. Always love partying there. And then Ohio. We're in a ton of bars and restaurants up there. Standard Hall, Short North Pine House, Urban Myers Pine House there in Dublin.
And a couple more Midwest states to come.
Yes, soon. Very, very soon. So working on those contracts as we speak. If you don't live in one of those states or one of the surrounding states, go to hardafseltzer.com. We still ship right to your house. Brunches is opening new locations. Remember that dope-ass bar we used to go to in Carolina Beach? With the top on it, and you could drink on the top and look at the ocean and all that shit. They just bought that. It's going to be a
Brunches did?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's going to be dope as shit. Yeah. So we're in every single Brunches, that Total Wine there in Wilmington, and Whiskey Creek Trail over there on Masonboro Loop Road. Get those buffalo chicken tendies, dog. Next up, Laura. Oh, no, dude. I knew this was coming.
Berbert.
Lauren Boebert, Mother of the Year. Damn it, man. Damn it. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert's 18-year-old son was arrested Tuesday and faces 22 charges in connection to a series of vehicle break-ins and property thefts. This is the weirdest mugshot ever when I saw this yesterday. What do they do to this thing? Like, where is this?
That's just how he looks, bud.
Come on.
He's like Bigfoot. He's blurry in person.
It's kind of like a...
That's what happens when you fucking...
Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Just a long face like that.
Yep.
Strange, man. Tyler Boebert is his name, was taken into custody around 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday, according to police in the town of Rifle, Colorado, which is part of the district his mom still represents in Congress. The Republican lawmaker's son is facing nearly 24 different charges, including 4 counts of criminal possession of financial device. Fuck is that?
He stole an ATM, probably, or a card reader or something. One scam people used to do a lot, especially on ATMs and
gas pumps,
was they would pull the outside part of the card reader off and put a new thing on that scanned it as it went in. So it would steal your credit card information.
That happened when I first moved here. That was a big thing in Austin. A lot of card readers were like had that. I probably had my debit card number stolen like 4 times in a 3-year span.
Really?
Yeah.
But the biggest story out of all of this is there was a sex tape that was allegedly made here. Who is it? Do we have a shot of the lucky lady here?
Well, that's him and yeah.
That's him and Boebert.
L Bobs.
Yeah. L Bobs. I'm a big fan of L Bobs.
So,
I mean, he's got
all right, that looks like a normal mugshot right there.
He's got he's got some wispy facial hair, though. You can tell that that's white trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no denying these genetics.
No, yeah.
Like,
not at all.
Life, trashy life finds a way.
Those are the genetics you get from a 16-year-old pregnancy.
It is, dude. It is. That, well, speaking 15, of which, didn't whatever. He knock up?
Oh, yeah. He's the one that made her a grandma at 36.
Yeah. Is she a fucking grandma?
Yeah, dude. At 30, or actually maybe it was 34. I don't remember.
Man, that's a shame.
But yeah, so local police cited the recent series of vehicle trespasses and property theft in the town. And the Rifle Police Department posted on his Facebook page on Tuesday evening that the investigation is ongoing. So I don't know if he had compatriots or what's going on there. I don't think Boebert had anything to say.
She did. Did she make a statement? I'd love to hear what she
had to
say. Well,
she did say that the move from one district to another is to give her family a fresh start after a, quote, pretty difficult year.
Yeah.
And but what she means by that is that her son is a felon and she jacked off a dude in public.
Yeah, in a theater.
Yeah.
At a play.
I mean, don't say difficult year like it happened to you.
Yeah, you know what I definitely mean? Didn't.
It's like OJ definitely had a difficult year at 94, 95, too. Shit.
She said Tyler, quote, should be held accountable, but that she'll stand by her son. I love my son, Tyler, who has been through some very difficult public challenges for a young man and the subject of attention that he didn't ask for. It breaks my heart to see my child struggling and in this situation, especially when he has been provided multiple opportunities to get his life on track.
Yeah, that's a shame, isn't it? That's a shame. Now, a lot of people on Twitter were asking what's the difference between him and Hunter Biden. There isn't.
No crack.
No crack.
I don't think. I don't remember there being any drugs in this one. Yeah, he's 18.
I mean, 22 counts is a lot for an 18-year-old.
So in April of last year, a friend of his alleged that an accident in which Tyler was driving left him with multiple concussions and a debilitating hand injury. Now, what do you mean multiple concussions?
He just kept slamming his head over and over and over again. Yeah.
Like in one accident?
Well, if the car just kept rolling over and he was smacking his dome against the top of the roof.
But if your head got banged around three or four times in rapid succession and you went to the doctor, he wouldn't say, "Oh, you got six concussions from that incident." No, he would say you got a concussion.
Not sure.
No, I am sure because I've had six of them, literally.
In Rifle, Colorado, though, things are different.
Yeah, the doctor there, his dad was a doctor, and he's just like, "Yeah, you're a doctor now, son."
Yep.
That's how it used to work, by the way.
It sure was. You didn't have to go to school for it.
No, there were no schools in America for the first 100 years, so you were just like an apprentice to a doctor, and that made you a doctor.
Yeah, you were a fucking
That's
doctor.
That's how, we should bring it back to that.
There's a fun wrinkle to this case as well.
Oh boy.
I mean, another one?
Yeah.
Another one? Jesus.
Well, there's no wrinkle on them titties. That's what really matters.
Those are some fucking hangers, bro. What do we got?
One of the victims of Colorado GOP Representative Lauren Boebert's teenage son has... one of the people he's accused of stealing from told investigators that she has a brain tumor and now won't be able to pay for her surgery. Because Tyler Boebert stole money from her.
I mean, that's as close as you're going to get to a stateside without actually getting charged with murder.
Yeah, dude. Holy shit. Is that real? I mean, there's some shit where you're just like, there's no way that's real. Is that fucking real, dude? Holy fuck.
I like
dude.
That. I mean, that was so now I'm happy again.
Yeah. Now I want to party with homeboy. I'd like there, to get him and Hunter. And
he's out there slapping the scalpels out of people's hands.
I want to go out with him and Hunter one more time, man. I bet you Boebert fucks. Like, she's a fucking good time, I bet. You know?
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Come on.
She, like, as long as you didn't try to talk to her. As soon as she starts talking, that's it for me, because she's a fucking retard.
I mean, if you're going to...
Like, legit, she's dumb as hell.
Yeah, yeah, but if you're going to jack off somebody in a theater, like, in a play...
The problem is you got to get that far.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could.
With just the drive over and stuff, the parking and...
Even the small talk before the lights go out, I don't think I could handle.
Gotcha.
Like, oh, what's this play about? Is this Sesame Street? Like, just fucking get your tits out, bitch. What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, just jack me off, Boebert, okay?
And we don't need to go to a play for that. I mean, she's not really a theater kind of gal, right?
No, at first
she's more of a maybe drive-in movie theater.
She was at the exact level of theater production that you would expect her to be at, which is a Beetlejuice the musical.
Was that what it was?
Yes. Yeah.
No way. In Colorado?
Yeah.
In Grand Junction.
At some performing arts center, a traveling show. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big fan of that. I didn't know it was Beetlejuice.
Off Broadway.
You're way
about 3,000 fucking miles.
Yeah. Way, way off Broadway over there. Who was playing the Michael Keaton character? That's what I wonder.
Speaking of that, new Beetlejuice next year.
Yes.
Or actually, it might be in November this year.
They finished shooting. So when the strikes.
Oh, it's finished. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's done. When the strikes happened, here's the odd thing. They had one day left of shooting. So they just pushed that one day, shot it, finished it.
Oh, yeah,
it should be out.
September 6th.
No shit.
Right before we go to fucking Creed.
Yeah. Fuck, dude.
So it'll be the weekend before we go see Creed.
I'm in. I love Michael Keaton, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Michael Keaton fan. Next up, we got some illegal immigrant updates here. We've had lots of updates about illegal immigration this week. So let's start with the good news. Leftist retards are finally starting to come to their senses in two of the more liberal sanctuary states in the country. New York Mayor Eric Adams has called for a radical overhaul of its sanctuary city status, and a spectacular U-turn for that guy. As the city buckles under the weight of migrant arrivals, the Democratic leader has faced a furious backlash as schools, hotels, and community centers have been turned over to the 180,000 migrants who he has warned will destroy the city. I was unaware it was up to 180,000 over there. Yeah. Yes, that would fuck up New York for sure.
Yeah.
He's also been a staunch defender of its decades-old sanctuary status, which forbids city officials from asking questions about a person's immigration status or revealing it to federal authorities. But he revealed that his change of heart after furious residents grilled him about migrant crimes, including January's brutal Times Square attack on two cops that saw most of the suspects freed on bail within hours of the arrest. He says, we need to modify the sanctuary city law that if you commit a felony or a violent act, we should be able to turn you over to ICE and have you deported, he said at a town hall meeting on Monday night. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston on Wednesday announced that the city is scaling back migrant services and will consolidate shelters with the goal of saving the city millions of dollars. During a press conference for him, Johnston said that over the next month, one shelter will close each week, with the closures expected to reduce the current budget deficits by nearly $60 million and reallocate those funds back into city services.
Man, you got to be fucking pissed if you're a taxpayer in Denver and you find out they're not getting rid of it. They're going to reduce it to get to not spend $60 million.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to cut it by 60, but they're going to keep doing it. So how much money are they fucking spending on this shit?
I don't know.
And then what does Denver need that they're not getting because of this?
I'm not sure.
I mean, goddamn, dude. That's an insane amount of money. That city's not that fucking big.
No.
Denver's not a huge city. What is it, like the 12th largest city in the country or some shit?
It is, but it's very spaced out. You and I have been there before a few times. It's very spaced out.
Population of the Denver Metro is 2.9
Denver Metro million. Wouldn't be Denver Mayor's tax base, though. So Denver.
Denver Metro is 2.9. Denver itself is... God damn it, where is this? 715,000.
So smaller than Austin.
Shit.
Right? Yeah. And if they cut it by 60 mil, right, that means they're probably spending 200-300 mil on this Fucking crazy. That's God damn it, dude. Johnson warned that the closure plan could change if the city sees mass surges of arrivals, though. So even he's not. He said, we're putting in place now the infrastructure to be able to manage what we would need if another surge happens. Our plan is to try to close the shelters and keep them closed and move away from a system that has remained largely significant amounts of open hotels for ongoing housing. So I think they're like, I'm sure the hotel companies are loving this.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Look, they're booked, so they're fine with it. I saw this guy on Meet the Press, right around a month ago. And they were asking him how he was handling the situation, and he had all the right answers and everything else and said that Denver was fine. That was 4 weeks ago.
Isn't Denver
already fucking reverse course.
Doesn't Denver have one of the highest per capita homeless populations as well? Like, they're fucked. That city's fucked right now.
Yeah.
But so is every other left-run city in the country.
Yeah. I mean, it's all the same.
Actually, Austin's doing pretty well, considering.
Well, once they got rid of that homeless thing downtown, man, I don't know who flipped that vote or whatever. It was pretty decent.
That was a proposition.
Was it a city prop?
Yeah, I voted on that.
Yeah. Honestly, it's very interesting what's happening here. I don't know if you guys have been getting into this, but I've been getting served a lot of ads. I actually don't remember the guy's name, but he's running against Garza for DA in Austin. And
Garza's a defund the police guy.
Yes,
right?
And this guy's also a Democrat, though. I think he's a veteran, actually, Dan, but I don't remember what it is. But anyway, he's also a Democrat running against Garza, because you're not going to really probably win as a Republican in general.
But, sure.
very much like Garza's not locking people up, murder's up, blah, blah. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that is the entire commercial. It's like Garza's not doing his job. He's not locking up violent criminals, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I'm a Democrat. I'm a veteran, you know, trying to check as many fucking boxes as he can. Yeah,
sure. But even the mayor, by the way, who's Democrat, he ran on a very similar campaign and he ended up winning as well there.
The centrist Democrats have started doing well here and before they did in San Francisco and stuff like that.
I mean, it's too late there because London Breed's still the mayor of San Francisco.
Yeah.
This jackass is still the mayor of Denver. Homeboy's still the mayor of fucking New York. Like, all those places are fucked. It's gonna take 2 or 3 years to repair them once a normal city council in person gets in there.
Mm-hmm. I have Denver on this list, by the way, U.S. News' list. They are fifth most homeless people in the country.
And it's only a 750,000 population.
Yeah, they have.
So that would make them like the 15th largest city, probably something like that.
Their homeless population is allegedly 10,000 people.
God damn, dude!
Wow,
so
that's fucking crazy.
San Diego, Seattle, yeah. L.A. But L.A. and New York just dunk on everybody. Denver's fifth with 10,000 homeless people. L.A. is second with 71,000.
Oh, yeah. And that, by the way, that number is very low.
71,000 homeless people. That's a fucking city.
Oh,
man.
It is. Go to Los Angeles. Go down to Skid Row down there. You'll see.
We were down there last time.
We went there last time, and it keeps getting worse and worse.
It isn't just Skid Row. It was like Hollywood and Vine had fucking bums right around the corner. Yeah. Like where all the shops are. That's where people go to, the tourists go to shop.
In the Hollywood Hills, they're having these bad campfires from these encampments up there. One of them got close to burning down a freeway the other day. So the alarm's been raised. Now, look, we talk about this all the time regarding policies. Like, it doesn't matter which party you are. Just enact the right policies to stop crime
and it's
stop immigration.
Yeah.
And help the fucking police, dude. It's not
and
that
the,
hard.
And the homeless. It's those three things specifically. Homelessness, crime, and immigration. And we've talked about the other ones, homelessness and immigration so far. We talked about crime on Monday with that Lakin Riley, I think her name was.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Georgia student that got killed. This is just in the last week. That girl in Georgia got killed, the college student. A 2-year-old boy in Maryland got killed by an illegal immigrant. Minors, young people, young women got raped in Virginia and Louisiana this week by fucking illegal immigrants. And 3 D.C. police officers were shot by fucking illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
So remember a couple of years ago, some dude said, you can't just let everybody over the border because sometimes they're rapists and murderers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they called him racist for it.
I believe it was Donald John Trump.
Exhibit A.
Yeah.
Just this week, all three of those fucking things have happened.
And it keeps getting fucking worse.
Yeah, it's getting worse. And now you're starting. We talked about it with with the guest yesterday, Francis Foster from Trigonometry. If you expose people to bullshit like this without options to get rid of it for long enough, they're going to find some extreme solutions. And Arizona Republicans are doing that right now. So they've got a bill in their state house, and it won't get past the governor anyways, but they have a bill in their state house that makes it illegal to kill somebody just for being on your property. And it's aimed specifically at border towns. So if an illegal immigrant comes on your property, you can just pop them.
Really?
Yep.
Well, do you know what state it is?
Arizona.
Arizona. Okay.
Yep. It won't pass because they don't have
a
supermajority.
I wish it would.
There was also a headline from December from Bloomberg. Venezuela's violent deaths down to 22-year low because of migration.
Yeah.
Because they're leaving?
Yeah, they're coming here.
God, that's an awful statistic to hear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, let's get all the fucking killers out of here. I mean it's a good solution.
That's typical, right? Like, communism takes away opportunity, and these murderers are just looking for jobs in a capitalist society.
My job just happens to be murdering women and children.
I would.
Sorry, dude. That's what I do.
I would love to just ship them to, like, Somalia and be like, hey, dude, just fight it out.
Ship them to fucking Gaza.
Yeah. Just be right there on the front lines.
Go make some friends. Right,
there's a truck coming. It's
or send them to Ukraine
and
let them fight Russia.
Be great. Then it might change your mind about whether or not you want to fuck around in this country.
Yeah. So you can see a lot of people, the Overton window, as it's called, is shifting quite a bit farther to the right than I expected, and a lot faster too.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what happens when you fuck with people, man. When socially liberal people see their city get overrun by illegals and fucking violent assholes, we talked about it on the show on Monday, but energy and security right, allows for everything else to happen. If you take energy and security away from people, security to include like safety in your own fucking neighborhood, you take that away from people and they don't give a fuck about social issues anymore.
No.
That shit goes right out the window. It's kind of like that. There's no atheist in foxholes theory.
There was when I worked downtown when the camping ban was passed or whatever and not like taken away and whatever. Anyway.
You know what they did, right? They moved all of their tents to fucking City Hall. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like it was March 15th when it was supposed to go into effect. And on March 15th, all those bums picked up their tents and put them right on City Hall's property to tell the city to go fuck themselves because they knew the cops weren't going to do shit.
But I mean, like, dude, it was a night and day. Like, the day after the law changed, homeless people everywhere. And I worked with, pretty much every woman I worked with, I imagine, was pretty, like, liberal and probably even woke. Like, you could probably even describe a lot of them that way. They were like, what the fuck, dude? Like, will someone walk me to my car?
Yeah.
They were terrified of just walking around downtown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean when the ban was lifted originally?
Yes.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, now it's like the ban is on, but they're just all posted up outside around 2nd Street. Or what is it?
Like, there were always homeless people.
Like over there near behind
the shelters Vulcan. Behind
the Sixth shelter Street. Behind Vulcan. Yeah, behind Sixth Street.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, and that's been there forever.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Now they're in
like
the woods.
They're like living there now too, and then they're living in the woods next to apartment complexes as well.
Yeah.
Like remember Delco like to walk to take the shortcut? Was it to your gym or something?
Yeah, yeah. So when the last place I lived in when I had my truck in the shop for like a month because that's what truck like. To get your truck fixed, it takes a month now.
Sure.
On anything. I had to walk to the gym, and in order to take 20 minutes off my walk, I'd have to go through this encampment.
Yeah, and it's for me personally, seeing how quickly it changed overnight once they passed those bills and got it through, you know that it is possible. I mean, you take a city like Austin, there's no reason you couldn't enact that in every single major city.
I mean, Giuliani
and get rid of it. Like we were able to see it first fucking hand. Yeah. And like Austin is a beautiful city. I mean, we talk shit about Texas all the time in the weather, but Austin itself is a beautiful city that was safe and everything to walk around for a while. And then it changed and got bad.
They also have,
but
green...
it changed. I mean, they kicked its ass overnight and it changed. You could do that in Los Angeles or San Francisco or San Diego if you wanted to.
I mean, you know LAPD is just chomping at the bit. They haven't been beating on people for fucking 15 years now.
I know, Rodney King, dude. So let them do their
fucking
job.
King was, who was the other one? Who was the truck driver that the mob beat up?
Reginald Denny.
Reginald Denny, yeah.
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, well, no.
No, you Reggie. Can't.
but yeah, Bernie Kerik and Giuliani did it in like 2 years in New York.
Yep.
2 years, a city of 8 million people. They're just like, nah. All they did was like, nah, we're not doing this anymore.
And that group, by the way, was hired by Los Angeles. And like, dude, there was a good 5 to 8 year stretch in Hollywood where it was nice and safe to walk around. And then that all went to shit too. But it's possible. You just got to enact the right policies. We did see it happen in front of our eyes here. It was fucking night and day.
It's not just stop and frisk. It's stop, question, and frisk, by the way.
Oh, really?
When I said stop and frisk in the audience. It's
question.
Stop, question, and frisk.
Yeah.
Which means I can, like, you normally you would have to provide probable cause for why you stop somebody and started talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
New York stop and frisk was just like, if a guy looks like a shady asshole, you stop him. Now, the problem was 106% of black people got stopped, which means if you're a black teenager, you're getting stopped, no matter what you're doing, right?
Getting stopped.
So,
but they didn't have crime.
No.
They didn't have any crime.
Well, it was the last crime. but yeah, a lot of these states and cities are starting to fucking have their come to Jesus moment.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about a couple weeks ago, Oregon did the fucking free range drug use thing.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, maybe you should have considered for a moment that the citizens of Oregon weren't ready for that.
Right.
The people that are choosing to live outside and start homeless encampments when they can afford homes and shit, that's a weird choice to make in life.
It is.
So they've dialed that back now with the drug stuff, and San Francisco is next.
Yeah, they are. Next up, San Francisco is racist. Voters in the famously progressive city appear poised to pass a pair of law and order ballot measures Tuesday that would represent a turn to the political center amid mounting frustration with public drug use, homelessness, and property crime. Proposition F would mandate drug screening for recipients of public benefits, while Proposition E would expand police surveillance tools and reduce oversights of the force. A recent poll conducted by San Francisco's Chamber of Commerce found 61% of likely voters support the two-ballot measure, and 72% believe San Francisco is on the wrong track. The business group supports Proposition E and hasn't taken a position on F. The pendulum is swinging, said Malcolm Whites, a 41-year-old San Francisco native who plans to vote yes on both. It's coming hardcore back to the center. Whites, who runs a cannabis store, huge shock, said he voted for former district attorney Chesa Boudin, the face of the progressive prosecutor movements in 2019, but then voted to remove him in a successful recall in 2022. Boudin's ouster was as well the recall that same year of three school board members who critics accuse of giving priority to social justice issues over post-pandemic campus reopenings were the first sign San Francisco voters were starting to fall out of love with the left.
Yeah, it was. Those are the same school board people that were trying to get rid of, like, Abraham Lincoln University and shit. Mm-hmm. Or, I'm sorry, Abraham Lincoln
Elementary School.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck Lincoln? What the fuck did Lincoln do? You don't like beards?
Well, they don't.
There's something. What the fuck?
So their shit against Lincoln was either, like, I think there was a little bit of white savior stuff, but also he did fight. He was in a militia that in the Black Hawk War.
Okay.
So he fought Indians.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he murdered some
colonizer.
Indians. Yeah.
And then also, I think when he was president, there was a couple like Manifest Destiny things that they tried to hold against him too.
Sweet.
And then wasn't he grappling with gay dudes for a little bit?
And he was a high school state champion wrestler.
Yeah. He's a champion wrestler. Yeah.
But also gay. Yes.
But he was fucking dudes, right?
Just one.
Oh, who is the one?
His secretary. I can't remember the guy's name.
Okay.
But that's where I've said this 1,000 times to you.
No, he was.
It's where the Log Cabin Republicans came from.
No, I know, but I haven't seen a picture of this guy.
You got it wrong, though, all right? He was not banging dudes. He was banging secretaries, and it's not his fault who the secretary was.
That's true, yeah. That is true. I mean, he should get credit for that from San Francisco. Yeah.
Right.
How to speak San Franciscan. Vagina. Remember that from fucking basketball and just shows his ass? Yeah, but those are the same group of people that did that stupid shit. So, up and down the West Coast, Dem leaders are trying to curtail the public drug use.
I don't think this passes, by the way.
Oregon state lawmakers are pushing to reverse the decriminalization of hard drugs. It's like, you did this. The Seattle City Council just passed a law to start prosecuting public drug use again.
Shit.
Yeah. It's like... Over the last 5 years, really, it's been full fucking retard.
Yeah.
It's been all of these George Soros DAs that have gotten into office and just like, no crime. There's no such thing as crime. That dude's just down on his luck.
Yeah.
Fucking Lauren Boebert's kid, down on his luck.
Hunter,
he needed that
Hunter
ATM.
Biden, down on his
he
luck.
He needed that ATM at his house.
Sure did.
God damn it.
Ross, they're polling really well. I know you don't like polls, but they're like overwhelmingly polling.
Well, he likes polls, just the
just
ones with the E and not on two L's.
Just on dudes, obviously.
They're up like 20 points.
Look, I hope it happens. I've said this a million times. I love San Francisco. It used to be beautiful, and it was a fucking awesome city.
Yeah. The weird thing about
shit.
The weird thing about this, so some of the people have been booted out, those three school board members, Chesa Boudin, what was that gaylord's name that was the mayor of Portland? They got chased out of town. Like they
Fugwathia?
No. Okay. I think that's you're just trying to say faggot. But no, what the fuck was that guy's name? I can see his face in my head, but they set his condo building on fire. So he moved out to the suburbs.
He bounced. Yeah, yeah, I remember that guy.
Ted Wheeler,
yeah. So all that shit's been going on. But a lot of the people that are like, we've got to do something about this, where the people like London Breed is still in office in San Francisco. She's one of the ones driving this thing.
Uh-huh.
She is up for re-election this year.
But it's still like, how dumb do you have to be as a human being voting for someone who set something on fire, and they're like, man, they're just trying to like, we got to put this goddamn fire out. What are we doing here? So the same defund the police people, some of them have been kicked out, but most of those district attorneys and city council people still are in office all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's insane to me that you can fucking be that bad at your job and keep it.
Is it shocking? I mean, it happens all the time, dude. People fucking fail upwards, and there's no stopping it.
I like to fail sideways.
Yeah, so do I. So do I, just sideways.
Right off the edge, right? That way you're nimble, you're moving around, you're not taking direct headshots and shit.
You definitely aren't. What was that TikTok clip, Bob, we were going to end the show with?
Did you email it? What's going on?
Yeah, I sent it to Drinker Bros.
Okay.
Yeah, pull that up here.
It's about that fucking Tiffany Henyard.
So I don't know this story, and I'm amped to hear it here. One of our listeners was like, bro, you got to fucking check this shit out.
It's a borderline.
Yeah, it was Roggle sent this in.
Roggle did, huh?
Roggle Hamilton, yeah.
I love Roggle Hamilton. All right.
Okay, ready?
Now, who is she, Bob, real quick?
She's the mayor of Dalton,
Illinois.
Illinois, or okay. Some stupid shit like that.
I believe it's a suburb of Chicago.
Okay. Can press play here.
You should ask for information that you feel you need. Don't get to a board meeting and put on a show. How you gonna lead Trustee House when you don't even know where to start?
I'd like to make a superseding motion for the bills as read, amending and removing the following items on page 2, Aurelio's Pizza, $131.63. Page 2, Best Western Plus, $318.14. Page 2, Chicago Midway Airport, $200. Page 3, Cooper's Hawk Winery, $557.68. Whoa. Page 3, Dollar Tree, $145.32. Page 3, Food for Less, $107.99. Page 6, Irie Jerk Hut, $1,356.22. Page 6, Italian Fiesta, $113.59. Page 6, JJ Fish and Chicken, $68. Page 7, Johnny T's Bistro and Blues, $90.30.
You have to lead. Stop leading blind. You're leading them blind.
Page 7, Kirk's Barbecue, $676. Page 8, Potbelly Sandwich Shop, $126.57. Page 8, Ruby Soul Food, $674.
Whoa.
Page 9, Sophia Tamales and Corn, $2,400 even. My motion would be that we pay the bills as read, removing the items stated.
That means they did what? It's already spent. So how dare you get here and showboat for the people out there in the audience? You already know what it is. So why are we sitting here playing these games?
Man, that's my favorite defense of a crime ever. I did that. That was weeks ago, motherfucker. Yeah, what are you talking about?
You already know what it is.
That sounds like fucking Rick James in the Dave Chappelle sketch where he like slapped Charlie Murphy.
Yeah.
And he's like, he hit him. He goes, why are you doing that? Because you just hit me. He's like, that was weeks ago, motherfucker. He's like, that was earlier this evening.
It was earlier this evening.
Yeah, this woman, look, man, boss for sure. She was able to get elected,
yep.
And she's got the fucking brass to stand up there and say that shit. Like, hey, don't list off all my crimes, motherfucker.
That's nuts,
I mean,
dude.
It's pretty wild.
And
you know how hard it is to ring up a $678 bill at a soul food restaurant? I mean, you've got to be ordering for your whole fucking family at that point. It's not soul food is not expensive. For Christ's sakes.
No, it's not.
I mean, I got to assume that, yeah, that was like a catering situation. She's also notorious for essentially she puts herself on all branding for the town. Like, like all kind. Well, this is for
The recall.
The recall that she won.
She's giving pointy fingers there.
I am and forever will be Dalton's mayor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is she Kim Jong-un of Illinois? What the fuck was that shit?
I like the brass.
She's quoting the Bible, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Oh, boy.
Good for her.
But she put, I mean, she's on like every billboard. Here's like a Thanksgiving thing. Like it's this, it goes beyond even the corruption.
I love it.
I mean, she is basically making herself Kim Jong-un. Like she's like the state religion of Dalton, Illinois.
Bob, you've actually swung me the other way now. Now I kind of like this broad. The audacity and the brass. And look, nobody wants to be mayor this bad, where they're putting their face everywhere. I enjoy this type of shit. I would never know where the fuck Dalton, Illinois is until this woman.
Yeah.
And she's always giving the pointy fingers,
finger guns,
dude.
Yeah.
The Mick Jagger.
Bang.
That's her signature move, yeah.
It is. The Mick Jagger fingers there.
Bang, bang.
Look at her, dude. Tiffany.
Oh, and she's not, Tiffany. I mean, you know, a terrible looking lady either.
Yeah, she's fine. She fucking parties. What's that? The sad. Yeah, pop that up.
Yeah,
there.
Pop her up there. She's see. She's not. She's not. Not attractive.
Look at that. That plays. Good for her. She missing. Scroll into that hand down there. Bob.
Oh, you think she's missing a finger or a nail?
She's not missing a finger.
She's missing a nail though.
No. She's got two colors.
You sure?
Oh, well, that's racist. But
it is racist. Is it black and white at least?
It's red and white, I think. Yeah.
Oh, wow. China, huh?
And she's definitely not missing any fingers, if that was a concern for anybody.
It wasn't. I thought she was maybe missing a couple acrylics there, like she just got in a street fight. But she's not. This is an upstanding, respectable lady.
Oh.
She's just running up a huge, huge credit card bill.
A huge Best Western tab.
It was really a sad list of purchases.
It was not great
barbecue stuff.
Barbecue,
soul food. I mean, you want to talk about
the wine shop, barbecue, soul food, and Best Western.
And let's not overlook, by the way, flying out of Midway. So she's taking Southwest.
Yep.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. She's not even going out of O'Hare.
No. Midway is that's the last ditch effort there. Yeah. To get out there. Good on her, though. At least she's attractive. You know, she's got that going for her. And she loves being mayor, which is something. You know, a lot of people don't want to be mayor. Good for her, I guess. Now we got the Drinking Bro of the Week. I'm going to bring you up here in a second here. Got a quick one that was submitted by just fucking hundreds of people by the audience, and we agree with you on this one. Drinking Bro of the Week is Gary Sinise. Sad story here. His son just died at age 33.
Some kind of rare cancer.
There he is right
fucking
there.
Sucks, man.
Gary Sinise has done more for veterans than any single individual in this country. He's a big reason why people like AJ Buckley and those guys are huge supporters of vets. He helped out our buddy Max Martini get the Sergeant Will Gardner movie made. Like, he's
nonstop shit. I mean,
nonstop, dude. He is years. That fucking dude, man. Yeah.
Even before the GWAT started, he was already doing vet stuff. And then once it started, the Gary Sinise Foundation, if you're looking to give money to anybody, that's not a bad one to give it to you.
Not at all. And it was right after Forrest Gump. So you're right. Mm-hmm. That was well before GWAT and all that other stuff. Great dude. This story fucking sucks, man. Sorry that you're going through this, Gary. And we said, it's a rare cancer.
Yeah, not just the stuff he did for vets, but he also mentored like a dozen Hollywood dudes who then went on to be huge veteran supporters as well. I mean, AJ is not even American. He's Canadian by way of Ireland. You know what I mean? But still a huge supporter. By the way, I don't know if you saw it on his Instagram, but he was shooting at a new custom rifle range, and he was wearing the boots.
Which boots?
Burt's boots.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I saw the shot. I didn't see the boots.
Yep.
Was it real? Did he really shoot from over a mile away?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How hard is that?
Those are sub-MOA rifles. I mean, it's not easy, but with the right tools, you can get it done.
Bring them up. Go to AJ Buckley's Instagram. I saw it this morning. I didn't notice the fucking boots.
Well, you got to find the conversation, too.
Burt Koontz, you piece of shit, dude. Yeah. I've asked for those boots for years now. And every year I'll get the same fucking text message. No, he's like, oh, they're on the way. What size are they again? 12s? All right. Yeah, man, I'm going to fucking send them. Craigers out there in the chat got me shoes in like fucking 4 days.
Yeah, so there he is popping the, you can play it. Put it up on
screen. Yeah, you can play it up on screen.
He takes a shot. It's about 6 seconds to go a mile.
Again.
And then he says something in the caption about wearing the Bison Union boots, but my comment is right there. And I say, those are the boots that Ross will never have.
God damn it, man. I'm going to respond to this right after the show's over. I'm so pissed off, Burt Koontz.
Other people.
Fucking bastard.
What did
AJ's more famous, so you send him the boots
first?
No,
click on the other one. No, view replies again.
Oh, yeah.
Expand it. AJ said they don't make them in ladies.
Oh,
AJ Buckley lit you up. And then Dallas Alexander, a fellow Canadian, joined in. He's talking shit too.
Oh,
so
I'll get in there.
A little dance emoji.
Oh, don't worry about it, because AJ called me last night. I'll get in there, AJ, you fuck. Yeah. Yeah, dude. And Burt Koontz, you piece of shit. I want my fucking boots. Size 12. Just send the goddamn boots.
You'll never see those boots.
Every time, though, he sends me this super sincere message. Hey, dude, I'm tired of getting tagged in these posts, man. I love you. I'm gonna send you the boots, man. Just give me 2 weeks and I'll send them to you. No, I've never gotten them. We got some listeners here in the studio. Why don't you pop on up, sir, for Drinking Bro of the Week. If you're in Austin, Texas, swing on by the studio, dude. We'd love to have you on at the end of the show. That way you can give out your Drinking Bro of the Week live on air, or again, go to drinkingbros.com, click on the submission form, and it goes right to our inbox. Put that mic about an inch from your face. There you go. Or just hold it. There you go.
What's up, Ross?
How are you, man?
Good.
Tell everybody your name.
John Mercer.
There it is, John. Yeah. Strong mustache there.
Thanks, man.
I like it.
Been working on it.
Where are you at?
So currently live in McAllen.
Okay.
So me and the wife are both in the military. So down there.
Are you coming to the tasting tomorrow at HEB?
No, I got to go up to Dallas.
You fucker, dude.
I know.
You fucker. We're in the HEBs in Dallas right now.
Yeah.
And the Tonal Ones and all that stuff up there. So, yeah.
Dope.
Who'd you like to give Drinking Bro of the Week to?
So, my best friend passed away about 18 months ago. So, we lived in Austin, actually.
Okay.
And walking out of a job interview, dropped dead. Super rare.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Heart what was stopped.
It? Some genetic, like, heart palpitation or something, and just dropped dead.
Wow. 33,
34 years old.
Damn, dude. Same age.
Yeah.
Same age as me. sorry to hear that, man. That sucks.
It's all good.
You don't really know what's going to happen every single goddamn day.
Yeah, me and him went through all of our training together. Met him. You're going to love this, especially last day of the month.
Yeah.
We're parachute riggers.
I'm sorry?
Yep. Yep.
What was that last word?
Rigger.
Okay.
Double hard R.
Yeah, yeah, double hard R in that one.
Parachute packing married Americans to others, you know?
I won't even risk saying that on air.
Ah.
Because I don't want to accidentally miss it by a Papa John letter.
Oh, and know? He played into it, too. Like, he would do our slideshows and whatnot for Christmas parties.
Uh-huh.
And it would be, like, Riga Productions, and he played into it.
That's so great. So where are you at now? You're in McAllen, you said?
McAllen, down the valley.
And what do you do down there? You're still in?
Yep. I work on the border.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
How is it?
So, it's kind of wild. So, like, from from my house to the wall is 9 miles.
Okay.
And so, in McAllen, you don't see illegals anywhere.
Really? Why is that? Too far of a walk?
Yeah. No, I think... So we saw a huge shift. So I've lived down there for about 2 years now.
Okay.
And so state representative is now Republican. Shockingly conservative down there.
Okay.
And
why is that a shock?
Mainstream media, like how they just portray like Hispanics wanting to or being Democrat.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And so like. And you can pull like the Al Sharpton video from Del Rio. I don't know if you've ever seen that one. It's hilarious. He's sitting there just running his mouth and some cholo in the back is like, we don't like you. Get out of here. Like, so it was just kind of a shock to me. And then we start to see all of our politics starting to swap over to Republicans. And I think it's just people that did it the right way, especially older Hispanics, first generations.
Yeah.
They just ship them out of there as fast as possible. So I don't know if it's like to keep the peace or, but then too, like in my neighborhood, there's one half that's like all military, law enforcement, DPS.
Uh-huh.
And then the other half we call the non-taxable half. You can obviously tell what they do for a living.
For sure.
And so like a lot of the cartels or whatever, they live in McAllen and they live in the valley. So like, I think a lot of that has to do with getting them the fuck out of there and then
gotcha
to other places so we don't have to deal with it.
Huh.
But yeah, down in the valley, we're not seeing crazy numbers like Eagle Pass, which I'm sure Dan can attest to this. It's NGOs that's funding all of that.
Yeah.
Like that's what the big deal in Eagle Pass right now is so like Del Rio years ago, the NGOs were paying off the cartel. Well, the cartel, they're good at making money.
Yep.
And so essentially they would pay for like 10,000 bodies to come in. Well, they would push 20. And so they're like, hey, well, we're missing 10 grand or, 10,000 people, their boarding pass, if you will. So the government or NGOs, started paying the federales. And so now the federales and the cartels are fighting back and forth for protection of these illegals to come across the border. But,
no shit.
Yeah. That's why.
Wild.
So, like down the valley, you do see it every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I caught the same dude 3 times in one day. Like, it's all just
Was he going back over the border and then coming back again over and over again?
Yeah.
No
yeah.
shit.
So as soon as they get in the water, we can't touch them just for safety issues. And so
it's also wet.
Yeah. And man, I'm not trying to catch that. I don't know what's
there's
in that water.
I heard there's a lot of water on their backs.
Fronts too. Yeah.
Well, it's wet backs, obviously. Yeah.
But no, it's
hey.
It's
just, before you go on, didn't some of those NGOs get sued recently by one of the states? I think New Mexico sued a bunch of NGOs for doing that bullshit.
Yeah, I know. From what I've understood, the one that happened in Del Rio was a former president foundation was the one that backed 90% of that one.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, so it sucks. Like, obviously, I work with BP all the time.
Yeah.
And their hands are so tied where they like us being there because we
can actually do shit.
We have a lot more leeway. Like, for instance, like making them take off their shoelaces before we put them in the paddy wagon to go to wherever they take them. If we have a guy sitting there being a dick, Border Patrol can just be like, hey, help us. You know, like,
right.
Take it off. And exactly. We'll just pull off shears and cut them right up the middle. Like, hey, dude, fuck your shoelaces. I don't care. Yeah, so, exactly. Like, and that's just, I'm talking about my area, not National Guard as a whole or Border Patrol as a whole, because it all depends on where you're at, man. Like, some Border Patrol love us around, some don't. It's a fucking mess. Like,
sounds like it. Let's say what, man. Take some seltzer with you today.
We'll do.
On the way out of here, okay?
We'll do.
We appreciate you stopping by. If you're in the Austin area, join us here. Walk on in. Grab some hard AF seltzers. Enjoy your life. If you're not and you can't be in the area, just go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. We're over 8,000. When we get to 10,000, I'll shut the fuck up. Okay, I'll be all done with it at that point. I promise. Thanks for tuning in. For Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.